Welcome to a bonus episode of the Encourage podcast. We love sharing new books with you. And today, Encourage community manager Becky Keefe talks with one of our favorite authors. Listen as they have a conversation that's sure to encourage your heart and learn more about a book we love.
Well, hello, Encourage friends. I am so glad that you are tuning in to this episode because not only is this a bonus episode, this is a very special first time ever kind of bonus episode because I am here with my fellow Encourage staff members, Rachel Marie Kong, Anna E. Rendell, and we are coming to you with a special conversation all about how to write an amazing, encouraging, inspiring devotional article, aka guest post for Encourage, because we want to hear your stories and we want to help you tell them well. So, Rachel and Anna, welcome to the Encourage podcast.
Hey, hey.
Yay.
So happy to be here.
This is going to be fun. So, friends, if you don't know, Encourage has an opportunity for anyone, well, any woman, to guest post for us at Encourage. And we open up a guest post submission 4 times a year. So you might see that, you know, multiple times a month, there will be a new writer that will pop up on Encourage that is not one of our regular contributors. And we do this. Why? Because we want to create space and opportunity to hear all kinds of women's stories and how faith and Jesus are intersecting your regular life. And so we thought we'd get on and talk about like what makes a successful Encourage post. So Rachel, let's start with you. And will you just share a little bit about your role and I know you have an incredible heart for our guest writers at Encourage. So talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely, Becky. So first things first, I feel like it's really important for me to share that I once was a guest writer for Encourage. My first ever post that was shared on Encourage was a guest article. And so that was, a couple of years ago, actually, And so since then, I have now joined the team as a contributor, and I'm also now working with Encourage, which is super fun, and I love my team. But my job is I am the guest post coordinator, and so I have the ultimate privilege of reading through submissions, reading through these stories, and ultimately choosing pieces that we will share on our blog and through our website and through our email and through our social media. And so this is a very, like you said, Becky, this is a very important thing that we do. It matters to us to create space to, what do we say, to pull up another chair at the table and make it longer and wider. So that's kind of a little bit about what I do here at Encourage.
And I also, my first interaction with Encourage, one of them was also as a guest post writer. And this was probably back, 2014, like a long time ago. And so if you are like a fan of Encourage, if you receive encouragement from our podcast or our daily devotions, and you're like, I could do that, or I think I could do that, or I want to do that, like this is the opportunity for you to try it out. What about you, Anna? I know that Anna, you have been on the team longer than any of us. But were you ever a guest poster for Encourage before becoming a contributor and on staff?
Yeah,
I was too. Hey.
Yeah, my first published piece at Encourage was as a guest writer in early 2013. So, same.
We didn't even plan that. I had no idea that that was the case. This is so cool.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. So, Rachel, as our guest post coordinator, which means that you are one of the people on the team who reads through all of the submissions every quarter, talk about like do's and don'ts? Like, what are like right off the bat, like, what are you looking for when you get a submission?
Absolutely. Great question. So we open up our submissions 4 times a year. So once a quarter. So once every 3 months, right? And the best place to go to learn and see what it is that we're looking for is our website. And we have a guest submissions page that details everything that we're looking for and all those do's and don'ts. And so we call this our guest submissions guidelines, right? Now, one thing that is really important is we've got a few instructions there of things that are kind of key and critical to follow, like how you title your page or when the submissions period ends. And one thing that I notice as we get submissions is that sometimes these pieces that are coming through, they might not be titled the right way, or they might not be saved in the format that we're looking for. And what stinks about that is that it makes it really hard and sometimes even impossible for us to find these submissions that are coming through our form and to be able to open them up and to be able to read them. And so it's really important with like following these directions, because if we can't read your piece or we can't find it or we can't open it up, and we can't even consider it, which is such a bummer, you know? So that's something that's really important. And I also think, like, you know, I think it's really cool that we have it out there that these submissions happen 4 times a year. We have the exact dates, actually, for when these submissions open up. And with that, I mean, here's my little tidbit. Here's my little tip, right? Go check out our guest submissions page. Go see when those dates are, when our form opens up and when it closes. And think ahead. Be prepared. Start preparing your piece ahead of time. Because the more time that you give yourself to work on something, the better you can make it. Or maybe you can pass it along to a friend and say, hey, can you read through this? Tell me, you know, what do you think? Did this speak to you? And so I think that, like, that is something that is really helpful to just read, you know, to do it ahead of time and give yourself some extra time. Because what I see that happens is towards the tail end of our submissions period, people will start emailing and they're like, hey, are your submissions still open? I think I want to write a piece today. And I don't know about you all, but in my life, it's really hard to just kind of do things on a whim, you know. But if you have more time, you space it out, you could really come up with something, you know, that's just really honestly ready to be shared and to encourage others. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the good news is, and the timeliness of this special podcast episode is that the next submission period is December 1st to the 15th. So December 1st to the 15th, you have 15 days to submit an article for consideration, and then this will be published sometime in the first quarter of 2024. So you can already start thinking about, of course, like, we love submissions about things related to the new year, fresh starts, new mercies. But on that, on encourage.me/submissions, you will also find, you know, just other topics about faith and womanhood, and things that we are always looking for. So let's talk a little bit about, so obviously, like, we got to get back to basics, friends. Like, you got to follow the guidelines. And this is not just for Encourage. If you are a writer, if you are pursuing any kind of, you know, freelance artistry of any kind, like, you gotta follow the submission. So, like, if we ask for something in a Word doc and you send it in a PDF, like, we love you, and yet, like, you automatically disqualified yourself. Yeah. So let's not do that. But, like, once you're like, okay, I got it dialed in, like, I'm gonna do all the things in the right order. I have some thoughts on this, and I'm sure Anna, you do too, but Rachel, I'm going to toss this question back to you first. Is what Like when you go through, you know, we get dozens and dozens and dozens of submissions every quarter. What makes something stand out to you when you have already read maybe 50 or 75 mm-hmm. and then you get to an article and you're like, yes, like that's what we're looking for. What is that?
Yeah, that's great. I'll tell you what, I really am drawn in when someone tells their story and starts with their story. I don't want mm-hmm. to hear or read rhetorical question. I don't want a statistic thrown at me or even a Bible verse to kind of, you know, we don't need more of these things. Like what we're here at Encourage for is we want to hear your story. We want to hear how the Lord brought you through a particular struggle, like your story. And so I really get drawn in. I mean, I just love it when someone goes right in with their story and shares about something that, you know, mm-hmm. they were working through or are currently working through. And what keeps me interested in that piece is when they continue on with their story, that it's not just some introduction to, you know, start the piece, but that you're really taking me and every other reader on a journey to know, okay, you know, what happened at the start of this? You're talking about, you know, a struggle with peace. I want to know who that what that neighbor said to you that encouraged you. I want to know if you were crying on the bathroom floor. Like, take us through that complete story, you know, from beginning to end. And so that's one thing that I'm looking for, or that really draws me in. I don't know, for you, Becky or Anna, I know there's tons of other things too.
Yeah. What would you add to that, Anna?
Well, I think that's the biggest part of it. I'm not looking really for something prescriptive. And so I love hearing the story from someone we may not ever hear from otherwise. I love that we're able to share those and showcase them. And that's definitely what draws me in, is when somebody starts out really strong with maybe something surprising or something you're not expecting. Like, I know we recently shared a couple that I feel like were unexpected stories of seeing God's grace. And that to me is my favorite, where I'm like, oh, what is going to happen next? Uh-huh. You know? So I really want to hear that tale that you have to tell of God's being in your, whatever the experience is. And for me, if you ran it through something like Grammarly, that's only going to help you. I get bogged down if I'm like, oh, this spelling could change the meaning of this word entirely. Which one did she mean? Or whatever it is, or a comma out of place. So I think a story, but that has been edited well, and that's part of that polish that we're looking for a little bit. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you know, that it's pretty much ready to go by the time it comes to us. That's going to help me focus on your words, not the mistakes. And so running it through something, an editing program like that, or a friend or something, that can only help.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rachel and Anna, you're totally right. And we say this on the submission guidelines, like, and here's the deal. Like, if you want to write for Encourage, read Encourage. And that goes for anywhere. Yeah. Like, don't just blind submit like, oh, they have submissions, because you want to make sure that, one, like, our tone, our style, our content resonates with you, right? It's not just about like, you know, are you a right fit for Encourage, but is Encourage a right fit for you? So, right. But when you do that, you will see our writers, our regular writers, going first with their own, often hard, usually messy, sometimes complicated, real life stories. And so, yes, we want it to be personal. But in addition to personal, we are also looking for something somewhat universal.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. So like I think Rachel said, or maybe Anna, like you're right. Like, we don't want something super prescriptive. This is not a Bible study. This is not a how-to sermon. Mm-hmm. This is not a self-help fill in the blank. At the same time, we exist at Encourage to empower women to live more like Jesus. We want to encourage and spur one another on in our real gritty faith. And so the amazing thing about God's word is that no matter what our circumstances are, like his truth and his presence permeates each and every one of our lives. And so when I say universal, like I might be writing about, so for example, like I often write about my struggle with anxiety. Okay. So I might tell a personal story about something in my life that had to do with anxiety. Well, I know that that's going to really resonate with some readers, but not everyone has that experience. But guess what? I'm going to tie it in, to talk about how in the right when I think I'm disqualified because of my weakness, God's going to show me that his power works best in my weakness. Okay. So that's a personal story with a universal truth. And so if you just write just a story, we're going to be like, that's awesome. And like, what's, do you need to be asking, like, we exist to serve our readers and to serve our listeners. And so you want to, as a writer, be asking yourself that question of how is this going to serve the woman who is reading it well?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, Rachel, you mentioned the word journey, like taking the reader on a journey. Yes, of your personal story, but also bringing her to a point where she can reflect on her own life and hopefully see God's fingerprints clearer or his truth or hope, you know, in her life in a new way because of your personal story.
Right, right.
Sometimes, I think sometimes we've called that a gospel takeaway, right? Like what can she be left with that is that fingerprint of the gospel on her story in her life that also applies to mine? And that's where that sweet spot is.
That's so good.
That you're talking about.
And what I love about Encourage too is that we don't, the story doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, ending with a tidy bow. Just because you're sharing a gospel takeaway doesn't mean that, you know, that estranged child came home or that you were healed from the disease that you were praying about. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that there are tidy bows wrapping up all of these stories. But in the midst of that, where is that hope? Where is that truth? And how can we turn our face towards that? And then how can we invite our readers to also see the same? And I like how you said that, Becky, too, so that they are also able to contemplate that in their own lives and to reflect on that. So, yeah.
Right. And I think, too, another element of really effective devotions are we love hearing. We're not looking for experts on a topic, right? We are looking for like real women who, you know, have real marriages, who have, you know, kids maybe that have wandered, who have been trying to figure out, okay, I'm in a transition in my life or all my friends moved away or, you know, fill in the blank. So we aren't looking for you to like have all the world's problems figured out and you're going to come in 700 words, you know, tell us all how to live our lives. Like that's not as effective as, again, this idea of this first person personal story and saying, oh, like, this is what my real life and gritty faith looks like. And it's more of like a coming alongside, as opposed to like, you know, an expert speaking down. Wouldn't you girls say?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Totally.
Okay. I just threw out the number 700. So I'm going to circle back. This is another like little detail that is important. Things like word count. Our word count, I think it says on the submission page, is 600 to 900 words. That's our sweet spot. So if you tell us your amazing life story and then an amazing reader takeaway, but you have done that in 1300 words, that is not going to be published ready. You're going to disqualify yourself because you didn't pay attention to the guidelines. So also in thinking about stories, this is not the place to write your whole life story. This is a place to share a moment, an incident, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Anna, talk to us a little bit about some of the benefits for being a guest writer at Encourage in terms of like what is like our process of like how we promote our guest posts.
Sure. Yeah. So as the three of us know, all having started at Encourage, and we get the joy of seeing and talking with our guest authors every month or quarter, however it turns out to be. Part of the fun is joining into that Encourage community for the day and engaging in the comments. Our comment section totally rocks. Like, women still, it's 2023, blogs have been around, Encourage is 14, and yet our comment section is kicking. And so I think it's so much fun to be able to engage with the women that show up to read your story and read your words. And you as the writer then get to engage with them and start that relationship there with them. So that's one thing, engaging in the comments with people like that. Your post will go out via email. And included in that will be the beautiful custom made graphics that we have created with your words and your name on them. Those go out in an email. Our editorial calendar changes a little bit with availability for guest slots, but there are times where it lines up that it is the only featured post of the day, in which case it's also turned into an audio version and available right here on our podcast. So that's a super fun thing that from time to time we're able to accommodate and make available, which is really fun. And finally, it will always get shared on our social media. And again, you know, you all know the power, good and bad, behind social media, but ours has continued to be such a friendly place and such a joyful and inspiring place that it's just fun to join in and see the people sharing and liking and commenting your words. So that's some of the ways that these guest posts are always promoted, shared, and some of the joy that you can find engaging in them.
Yeah.
And not to toot our own horn, but we have really beautiful graphics too. Like, it's a piece of art. So you get this whole sweet package of like, here's your post and this beautiful graphic. Yeah. It's cool.
For sure. Yep. And I mean, social media, email, like your words are going out to tens of thousands of women. And what I love about Encourage, and this is just not for guest posts, this is just for all of it, is, but it definitely applies to our guest writers, is I'm always amazed at how every single day there's going to be a comment, usually on the website, but if not, maybe it's going to be on Instagram or on Facebook. And it's someone saying something to the effect of, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the encouragement that God knew I needed. Thank you. And so if you're listening to this conversation, friends, and you're thinking, well, I don't have anything that dramatic that's happened in my life, or I mean, I'm struggling so much, like, what do I have to offer the world? Or I've never been published before. That don't discount the power of your voice, your story, your unique way of seeing the world. You could be that encouragement that someone else needs. And I firmly believe that there's someone listening right now. Maybe that's you. Maybe your heart is pounding a little bit. Maybe your palms are sweating a little bit and you're thinking, could I? Should I? Yes. Yes, you should, right?
You should. We want it. Absolutely. Yes, this, we are not looking for like huge platforms and huge names, and no, that's not any of us, right? That's not ever who Encourage has been exclusive to ever. It's a swinging door. So we want everybody. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do a couple more rapid fire questions, to wrap this up. So, Anna kind of already spoke to this, but if someone is submitting a piece, Rachel, be super clear. Do they need to have a big platform?
They do not. We are not looking for someone that has 5,000 followers, 10,000 followers. Absolutely not. If your piece speaks to us, then it just might get chosen to be featured. So.
Right. Okay. So if someone submits a piece and it doesn't get accepted, can she submit that piece again?
That's a no.
That's going
to
be a no.
That's going to be a no. We want that. We love that you would want to keep working on that piece and, you know, refine it and try again. But for us, we would absolutely love for you to submit something new, come in strong with a new story.
Yes. So can you submit again? Yes, please do the next quarter, the next submission period. But if your post doesn't get chosen, then it's time. You could share that on your own website or piece that out in social media. Like, I firmly believe as a writer and a communicator, like, nothing is wasted. Like, it is not wasted that you spent that time, but send something else. And this goes also to, you may submit one piece per quarter. So you might have three articles that you feel like are ready to go. Great. Submit the one that you think is going to be the best fit for that particular season, or that's your favorite. But one per submission. Okay. Another question for you, Rachel. If someone wrote an article for another publication a long time ago, could they give that a refresh and submit it to Encourage?
That's going to be another no. We are looking for original pieces that are custom made for Encourage. How does that sound?
I think that's great. And, you know, that might, I don't know how that lands on anyone's ears, but I'll tell you the good thing about that is, and we do this for our own Encourage writers as well. It stretches us when we believe that, like, God is continuing to give us new messages and new stories. Like, you are not a one trick pony. Like, maybe you're like, well, I only write about this. Well, you can write about that topic in a different kind of way. I guarantee if you have one thing that you got published in the past, you're like, oh, this was so good, I think it's perfect for Encourage. I guarantee you have something new in you to write, and we would love to read that.
Yes.
Can we submit outside the submission time frame, Anna?
Please don't do that. No, we get so many submissions that to manage our time, your time, to make it equitable across the board, please only submit during the 2 weeks that the form is open.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And last question. Let's do a little round robin. Rachel, Anna, and I will finish. What are the best topics to write about?
I don't know. Someone, Anna, you go first. I need to think about that.
Well, I love a good seasonal post. So for me, I get really drawn to the ones that are about that time of year. Again, we are not exclusive to that. That's just me personally. I get drawn to whatever that seasonality is. So for me, I really appreciate those that are specific to the time of year, the season, how God works through all of that. That's a favorite for me.
That's good. Yeah. I think I have my answer now. Thanks for, I really have been appreciating the pieces as of lately that are kind of really brave stories that handle big things like, you know, eating disorders or self-harm, like topics that are really hard to, you know, so to speak, go first and to say, hey, this is a part of my story. I think that it offers, those pieces offer so much companionship for those of us that aren't, we don't have the courage yet to say that's part of my story. And it's been so cool to see some of these, some of our guest writers show up with those stories and say, you know what, this isn't perfect. I don't know if you're going to accept this, but here's my story. And guess what? We have accepted those stories, and we, I think, can with full confidence say that we have been blessed by them, and so have our readers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's all good. Oh, this is a hard one. What are the best topics to write about? If I had to choose the best topic to write about, I would say exactly what the Holy Spirit tells you to write.
Ooh, good one.
I mean, like, that might feel a little like churchy cop out, but I really mean it. And this is what we encourage our regular writing team to do, is to say, okay, God, you already know in advance who's going to read these words. would you bring to mind the moment, the story, the teachable lesson, the thing that like I'm already wrestling through? Like, would you bring to mind how and what I could write? And I'll tell you, God is faithful. He is faithful. And again, like I said, even if your article doesn't get chosen by Encourage, because we have a whole host of things going on, factors, like you, it could be, there's all kinds of reasons why it may or may not be chosen. Just the sheer volume of submissions that we get, like we can't choose everyone, or maybe you had a really compelling story, but your reader takeaway was a little lacking, or maybe, you know, you didn't quite have that personal story dialed in. But if you say, God, what is the story that you have uniquely given me to tell, or the perspective or the lesson of the moment? And you write that, God is going to use that in some way. And I don't know, Rachel, I can just tell when someone isn't trying so hard, but they're just like, this is me. This is God. This is what's happening with the two of us. Like, I can feel it. And it comes through as authentic and genuine. And that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of, you know, when I first started on this writing journey, something that I was told is like, editors, they're not people that you need to try to impress. Like, they're humans, you know, they're humans behind the screen. And so I love what you said, Becky. And I think just remembering, like, we're not looking for this perfect, like, no mistakes, grandiose, you know, piece, but like, we're humans. And so if you're telling an authentic, honest story, we're gonna be moved by that, you know? And so, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So friends, the main thing I hope that you take away from this conversation is that we are for you. We at Encourage, and Encourage is much bigger than the three of us, but represented today by Becky Keefe, Rachel Kong, and Anna Rendell. We believe in you. We believe in the things that God is doing in your life. We believe in the power of your story. And we are making space to share your words. And so we want to encourage you, even if it's a little scary, even if the possibility of rejection terrifies you, do it anyway. And again, our next guest submission period is open December 1st to the 15th. Go to encourage.me/submissions. The link will be here in the show notes. You can always just go to our Encourage main page and go to the menu, and there's a link there for guest submissions as well. You'll get all of the info you need. Read and follow those guidelines, please. And we cannot wait to read your story.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, friends.
The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.